This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll give you a name. You tell me yay, nay, right, or I need to know more.
We'll react.
Mike McCarthy.
Whatever.
I can't believe you give him a ham whatever.
He's just a whatever to me.
He's a what? He's just he's a jag.
No, he's
just
not.
Just another guy?
He's a really good coach. He just doesn't move me.
Does he move you, Sean? Mike McCarthy?
You know what he is? He's Tom Thibodeau.
Well, that's pretty good.
He's the classic example of somebody I'll talk myself into, but in the initial announcement, would not be excited whatsoever.
Hold on one second before we continue.
Right. Now, if he brings one of the greatest offensive coordinators in football, young, up-and-coming, somewhere adjacent to Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, and we're like, wow, that guy? That's awesome. Good job. And then if he brings a defensive coordinator that is just one of the best, Brian Flores, probably not going to work here, but someone like that who is, he's free. His contract is up in Minnesota.
Brian Flores. And he's not coming here. Don't worry.
Of course he's not. But just say someone like that.
Right.
And you're like, wow, that guy?
Yeah.
Then I'd be great. But if you're going to be, hey, we're going to try Matt Eberflus as your defensive coordinator, I'm going to run for the hills.
May have to save this for the first ever Tika Rowe, debate series. But what you said about Tom Thibodeau was incredibly disrespectful. I mean, honestly, if the Knicks win an NBA championship, which is on the table, I would argue that they should build a statue for Tom Thibodeau. I mean, he made that big of an impact on the Knicks franchise.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't disagree that he was exactly what they needed to get their team right.
Putting down Mike McCarthy by simply saying, well, he's Tom Thibodeau.
Here's my reasoning. I'm tired of hey, we're going to build and grow. Sean and I had this conversation last week, and it's going to, we're going to draft well and get our franchise quarterback, and we're going to, in two, three years, we're going to have a team that's just good enough, and then maybe we get lucky with the right free agent, and in 6 years, we're going to compete for a Super Bowl. That's what most teams do. That's what most fan bases want. And they're like, oh, yeah, it wasn't the Super Bowl year, but hell, we got better. Why not be like the Rams? Why not just try to win the damn thing every year? Why not? Why can't you do that? And so I've changed my mindset from let's get somebody to get us right, and then we'll find the next coach. Find the damn coach now. Find the right guy now. And when you find that right guy, you know it. You just feel it.
And what you're saying is Mike is not that guy.
And it shows itself. Mike's been around for 25 years, dude.
He's won a Super Bowl.
That was in 2018?
No, it was longer than that.
2008.
2010.
2008, 10, whatever it was. I get it. The game is different, man. I know what Mike McCarthy did in Dallas. We saw it.
All right.
We're changing. We're gonna modernize our offense. He didn't modernize Jack. Right? Wow. He just kept doing the same stuff over and over and over and over. And he's a good coach, so they won games.
Okay.
So, I don't want that.
He doesn't want that.
I want to try to win a Super Bowl.
That's very compelling. I disagree with you, but that you made a very passionate, compelling case against Mike McCarthy. I have to admit it.
Mortgage the future for all I care. Get to and win a Super Bowl.
Well, that part I agree with. Mm-hmm. I guess the part I would disagree with is that Mike can't do that. That's the part I disagree with. And I think that eventually, especially in the NFL, and I give Sean credit because he said this to me a lot when the Jets brought in Aaron Rodgers. He's like, dude, teams don't normally go from being crappy to just boom, winning the Super Bowl. Usually there's a process. There's step ladders you got to take. And I think that the first step the Giants should take is winning 10 or 11 games and making the playoffs.
Right.
And then eventually, you got to win. I agree with you. I don't want to sit around for 6 years talking about not winning a damn thing. I guess I disagree that Mike can't be that guy.
Yeah, that's where I think that's the biggest conundrum. Because to me, why not hire the guy you think accomplishes?
So yay or nay on Mike McCarthy?
Nay.
And obviously, Tommy, you're pumped.
Yeah, top of the list for me.
All right. The next name, Jordan Ronan. How do you pronounce his name correctly?
Ronan.
I'm sorry, Jordan. I don't mean that personally.
Ronan.
It's just, Jordan, if you're listening, I'm an idiot. That's as simple as that. Krishula.
Yes. Definitely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Definitely.
It would move.
It would move.
Jeez.
Me. If he left out the me.
Yeah, it would move me. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Tommy?
No way.
No way?
No way.
No way.
How many regular season games has he won?
Zero.
Zero.
So you don't want a first-timer, is what
I don't
saying.
Want a first-timer, and I don't love the fact that it's, well, it's McVay's, you know, protege. And he's not Sean McVay, though. No. So if we're getting Sean McVay, that's different.
But he's McVay adjacent.
Right, but that's like saying...
Is every McVay adjacent candidate correct. Successful? The answer is no.
No, of course not.
So I think, like, I kind of disagree with, not you as much, because you were just like, definitely.
Oh, wait, who is his tree? Who are we talking about right now?
Chris Shula's tree?
No. Kevin O'Connell.
Okay, I'll take that.
Very good. Brandon Staley was not good.
Staley was bad.
I'm missing a couple. Is there, because I looked at this the other day. He's had more success than not. And now I'm drawing blanks.
Wasn't Zach Taylor on a stream?
Zach Taylor sounds right.
I could be wrong. I'm just trying to go off the top of my
head. He went to a Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Is LaFleur?
No, I thought he was Shanahan.
That might be Shanahan.
Yeah. Getting our trees confused.
Yeah, it is.
The roots are growing together. I mean,
they're all kind of tied because they go back to the old Washington that, you know, whatever that was, the Robert Griffin III years.
That was Mike Shanahan's tree, wasn't it? Like everyone under him?
Yeah. But they were all there.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It's like the Giants from the 60s when they had Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry.
Right, it was Mike Shanahan, but Kyle was there.
Tommy's right. LaFleur worked directly under McVay, Zach Taylor, Liam Cohen.
What's LaFleur, though?
Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach, was McVay's.
It's a good tree. By the way, it's a good tree.
So
it's not perfect.
So like I said, McVay adjacent, I'll take.
Okay.
Now, the challenge is there's not very many defensive guys other than Staley, and he wasn't good.
Right. Well, so doesn't that defeat your whole point about the tree?
No. Except it's been documented that Shula, above any of these guys, and has basically sniffed the most McVay farts.
And he is NFL royalty.
What does that mean?
It means a lot. It means he came out of the womb and it was like, here's a football kid. Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's pretty good. Sean McVay's pretty good. Yeah,
okay, yes, exactly.
No, I get that. I'm giving you example. I'm being fair about
right.
this. So, I think that the Shula answer to me, I think that Tommy and Sean were almost too extreme in their answers. Tommy's like, it's awful. And Sean's like, it moved. Like, that is... Dude, it's a first-time head coach.
Me. It moved me.
Moved him.
Like, hold on. It can move, and then you the clothes come off, and you see, like, you know, I don't know, the stretch marks.
What's wrong with stretch marks?
We're a family show, Sean. What are you doing?
You know, the C-section scars, and you're like, oh.
He said, we're not in the midday yet.
Yeah.
And finally, Antonio Pierce would get an interview.
I'd like that. I would.
You'd like that?
Yeah. I don't know how successful he would be if he got the job. But I'd like Antonio Pierce to get an interview.
Yeah, it felt like in Vegas there was good and then there was bad, but he never got the full opportunity there. Like, he earned the full job, and I think everyone was in favor of that based on the results after he took over.
Yep.
But then, obviously, the next year wasn't very good.
Yeah, but it was because he was stripping down. He was doing what Tom Coughlin did. He was getting rid of the guys on the team that he didn't want on the team.
Right, and then they got rid of him.
And so they got rid of, and it was short-sighted.
Yeah.
So... It just, I mean, we can get Pete Carroll. That'll be great.
Yeah, that's worked out.
Exactly.
What would you, your reaction to Antonio Pierce getting an interview?
All right, so there's like me as a Giant fan, I'd be like, yeah, Antonio Pierce, that's awesome. He should interview. And then I kind of don't want it for AP. I just think it's high bust potential, and he deserves a better chance and opportunity than walking into this pressure with the Giants.
Yeah, I want Antonio in the building. I want him on the staff. I want him here. I think he's great for culture, great for leadership. Not as the head coach, though. So find a room for him, whether it's DC or on the staff. I love that. Not as a head coach.
I will warn you about something, because I have great experience with this. And I'm not just talking about Aaron Glenn. Jason Kidd is a great example of this. I have rooted for teams that have hired great players or really good players to be their coaches or manager, if you want to include Carlos Beltran. There was no result to Beltran,
right.
So I don't really like to use him as an example. It truly doesn't change. That, from my own experience, it does not change how I view the player. Like, Jason Kidd, when you think about his time here, it's not that it was bad, it's the way he left.
Yeah.
And I got over it. Like, when I think of Jason Kidd, when I look at the number in the rafters, I think of the success he brought me as a fan. And so
you're talking about as a player.
Yeah, like it doesn't ruin how you feel about, because I know Yankee fans had that big issue with Mattingly if they ever hired him. Like, would it change the way you view him?
No.
And I'm just telling you through experience, my answer is it doesn't.
Well, it's a different experience.
It's different. You separate.
You're judging him in a completely different way than you would when he was playing.
I think the difference for me with football coaches compared to the other sports is because it's only one game a week and we're so hyper-fixated. I think Evan nailed it, though. I don't want to live in a world where I'm ever angry at Antonio Pierce for, like, a decision. Like, I don't want to wake up on a Monday being like, can you believe AP did this with two minutes left in the game?
Well, think about how the Jet fan is with Aaron Glenn right now.
Yeah, like, I don't want that. I don't want to live in that way. He's a Super Bowl hero for me.
It's honestly, like, it's the Aaron Glenn complication is firing him after 1 year and the way it makes the organization look.
Right.
But firing him isn't going to be that complicated. If that makes any sense. Like, I love Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, because he'll have earned it.
Yeah, and, like, I can separate what the player did for me and what I think of them as a coach. I really do. I mean, again, I say it from experience. Like, I'm in the middle of it with Glenn, but I had it with Jason Kidd.
Right.
And I remember when he left, like, because he left, like, in the middle of the night. He was like the Baltimore Colts moving to Indianapolis. And I went back into bed with my wife because, we were hooking up.
Yeah.
And she's like,
Why are you laughing?
There you go.
We weren't laughing.
That's Sean's first drop ever. So good job by him. He's running the board today, getting ready for the new era of Sean Morash's name being on the Evan and Tiki Show and also pressing all the buttons.
Can't wait.
But I went back into bed that night.
You owe Bart Scott 25 cents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.